Mood Gym with Don Brown. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Anchor.fm, Player.fm, Roku TV through iTunes channel, and your smart speakers. Flying through life without distraction. Starting checklist, awareness, habit training, meditation, awareness training. We've been talking in the last several sessions about acceptance and commitment, accepting your emotions, accepting your behavior, accepting what is, accepting being in the moment, and commitment to your values, those lifelong ideas and things that you want to be, and commitment to accepting what is, commitment to changing your behavior, changing your thoughts. And today I wanted to go through a little bit about starting checklist. We were talking about last time my checklist when I was a pilot. Every pilot has a long checklist on each particular aircraft they're flying. They're all a little different. And the one that I was flying was a Piper PA-24 Comanche four-seat retractable gear high-performance aircraft. And there were many dozens of items on the checklist that you went through before you got in the plane, before you started the plane, after you started the plane and started the engine and so forth. And today, I wanted to go through the checklist of after starting, after you start the engine. In an airplane, the value that I was talking about was to safely get to a destination. The goals were to get from one place to another, to do one item in a checklist and then another item. But the overriding value, which is actually way more important than a goal, is I wanted to get somewhere safely. So last week we talked about starting the airplane, what you have to do before you start the engine. And today, let me just go through some of the things on a checklist that you do after you start the engine. Okay, so you got the engine running. Now you want to do a check to make sure you have the oil pressure where it's supposed to be. So you look at your little gauge and it tells you the pressure and you see it's in the green, okay. And then you idle your engine at, in my case, 1,000 revolutions per minute of the propeller. So you idle your engine and then you turn on what's called the rotating beacon. It's a little red light that rotates and that lets everybody on the ground know that your engine is starting. Because a lot of times you can't really tell when a propeller is turning, and people will, unfortunately, but very rarely, walk into a rotating propeller. So you turn on your rotating beacon to kind of a signal to everybody that you have an engine started and the propeller is turning. And you turn on a strobe light if you have one. There's various little instruments that you turn on, your turn and bank and your HSI, your marker beacons, your transponder, and you turn on your transmitter, your radio, then you put your radio switches to the speaker position or the headphone position, and then you even a checklist to fasten your seat belts. So all that stuff you do after you're starting, and this is before you're actually moving. You're just sitting there on the ground. So as you're flying through your life, you'll have these little checklists that you do automatically because you become in the habit of doing them. Now, some of the checklists you have in your mind and in your habits are useful and some not so much. Remember in previous sessions, we talked about moving away from your values or moving towards your values. We talked about how you can ruminate, worry, disengage, lose focus, obsess. these type of thoughts are moving you away from your values. Then on the other hand, if you're moving toward your values, you're accepting, you're refocusing your attention, you're engaging, you're strategizing, and you're planning. Well, these items on my checklist for flying are moving towards my values. They're moving toward the value of safely flying to a destination. So I was engaged, I was strategizing, I was planning, I was focusing my attention, I was accepting that those things on the checklist were valuable. And I was not judging them, which is another important point. Anytime we're judging people or thoughts or things, generally that's not too useful. You can, of course, be aware that you're judging, but you just don't want to keep continually judging. That's the thing that moves you away from your values. So our checklist through life should be valuable. They should be, if you're having a thought about something, then ask yourself, is this thought moving me towards my values or is it moving away? So if I'm checking my oil pressure on the airplane, that's moving me towards my value and making sure I can safely operate this engine because I have enough oil pressure. I've checked to see if I've got all my little warning lights, the rotating beacon and strobe lights, make sure all those are working to make not only my flight safe, but safe around the airport. Turning on my radio, making sure it's all in the correct position to make sure I can communicate safely. So all that is helping me move towards my final destination to my end of the safe flight, getting to a destination safely. That's my value. So try to, as you're going through your day and your hours and your minutes, try to get in the habit of checking your checklist. When you have a little thought, just be aware that you're having a thought. And part of this training for being aware is what people, some people would call meditation. I just like to call it awareness training. And you can practice that each day, a couple times a day. And after 30 days, it'll become second nature to you. And it'll help you be aware of how you're thinking, what you're thinking, and are you thinking that will lead you towards your value or away from your value? So I'll just give you a few little tips that I do, and there's many, many ways that you can train your awareness. But basically, you just want to get in the habit of maybe once or twice a day, set aside, you know, 5 minutes, just go in a quiet place where you don't have any distractions. You can turn on some quiet music. Usually you want something that has no vocals in it, something instrumental music, something nice and relaxing, so that your mind doesn't get distracted by somebody singing. And you don't have to have music, but you can if that makes you feel more comfortable. And just sit comfortably in a chair. If you want to, you can lay down. Typically, it's better to sit up so you don't have the chance of falling asleep if you're laying down, if you're tired. But just be in a comfortable position in a quiet place and start out just paying attention to the feelings your body has. So I like to just start the tip of your toes and just slowly move up your body, paying attention to what you're feeling. Oh, my toes feel a little cold. Oh, my ankle's feeling comfortable there. It's going up to my lower legs, maybe I can feel a little tension there, or my knees, maybe a little tension, thighs seem to be relaxed, and just keep slowly going up your body. Oh, my stomach feels a little hungry. Going up to your upper body and to your shoulders. Oh, my shoulders feel a little bit tense. Oh, my neck going up farther. It's nice and relaxed. Going up to your jaw and your head, see if your jaw is relaxed. Your tongue feels comfortable in your mouth, going up through your nose. Notice if, how you're breathing. You can even notice your breathing. Just pay attention to you're taking an in-breath, an out-breath. Maybe it's not relaxed. Maybe it is relaxed. Going up to your eyes, just notice if your eyes are nice and relaxed. And you can have your eyes open or closed. A lot of people close their eyes, but you can keep your eyes open if you want to. Just notice how relaxed they are. You're just looking out into the distance calmly. And go up around your ears, your face, make everything, just notice how it feels. It's okay if it feels tense or not relaxed. It's okay. You're just noticing right now. And then go back down through the body. Just go in reverse. Go down through your jaw and through your neck, through your shoulders, through your hands, upper body and stomach area, lower body. Go down through your legs. Feel how they're feeling, your ankles, your foot, your toes. And the idea is you're just noticing without judgment what's going on in your body. It may be tense. It may be relaxed. You're not trying to do anything in particular. You're just observing. And that's the idea of being aware. You're just aware of what your body's doing without judgment. You might have had a tiring day. You might have been doing some physical activity that makes you a little sore. Well, it doesn't matter. You just notice that you may be feeling sore. You may be tense there. On the other hand, you might be very relaxed in certain parts of your body. So you just allow that to happen. You're just training your mind to be aware without judging and without being distracted. So part of the idea here in this 5 minutes is you're purposely paying attention to limited things, parts of your body, how you're feeling. You're not being distracted by somebody talking in the background, not distracted by music if it's playing in the background. You're not distracted by, if your eyes are open, you're not distracted by light changing or something goes by in the distance. You're just concentrating on how you feel in various parts of your body one by one. And you do this once or twice a day. 5 minutes is all you need. And do it for weeks, and you'll notice a big change in your thinking pattern and in your body awareness. And in fact, you'll be relaxed. Although the purpose of this is not to relax. You're not trying to relax or feel good. You're only training your mind to be aware and be able to think and notice what you are thinking. You're noticing, oh, my stomach feels a little tense. Oh, my neck's nice and relaxed. Oh, my eyes are nice and relaxed. You're just noticing these things and being aware of it without judging whether it's good or bad. So that's part of our awareness training. And I'd like you to do that, like I say, once or twice a day. 5 minutes is all you need. Just nice, quiet place. Sit in a comfortable position and just notice what's going on with your body part by part and how it feels. Go up and down the body. And then when you're done, you're done. Just sit there for a few seconds and just feel how you feel after you've done that exercise of awareness training, and then just get up and go on with the rest of your day. And after a week, you'll definitely notice a difference, and do it for 30 days in a row, and you will notice a huge difference in how you feel, how your mind is thinking, and how you're aware of your body. And I can't say that you're going to be healed of any illnesses or any aches and pains, but the chances are you will feel a big difference in how your body and mind is working after 30 days. And then hopefully you'll like this and feel comfortable enough with this that you'll continue this forever into infinity. Just do this 5 minutes once or twice a day, and you'll notice a big, big difference in your life. So anyway, that's our lesson today on flying through life, if not flying an actual airplane, and trying to go through life without distractions by training your mind and body to be aware of what's going on and letting that habit become a real habit, a useful habit that moves you towards your values. See you next time.